This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. hospitals are bracing for a possible onslaught of coronavirus patients with pneumonia and other breathing problems and a shortage of ventilators. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Society of Critical Care Medicine is projecting nearly a million patients, 960,000, may need to be put on ventilators during this virus outbreak. That's more than four times the number available. Hospitals are rushing to rent more ventilators and manufacturers are ramping up production, but experts doubt the demand can be met. And there aren't enough respiratory personnel to handle the possible number of patients expected. The Pentagon contributing 2,000 specialized ventilators will have to train civilians how to use them. The evidence from China suggests that some coronavirus patients who develop severe breathing problems will need to be on ventilators for weeks. But most people who contract the virus have mild to moderate symptoms. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A major West Coast city is under a shelter-in-place order, and a major East Coast city may be next. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
About 7 million people around San Francisco can only leave their homes for essential reasons. These are the strictest measures so far in America, similar to orders in parts of Europe. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has this in mind.
I think New Yorkers should be prepared right now for the possibility of a shelter-in-place order. It has not happened yet.
But Governor Andrew Cuomo's office immediately pushed back on the idea of a shelter-in-place order for the city, but he favors social distancing.
How can you reduce the flow? You reduce the spread. How do you reduce the spread? You close down more interaction among people.
The governor says New York City would need state approval for a shelter-in-place. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice